It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Callie Wilson is here from Rifle Animal Shelter. Again, practicing our social distancing and all that with an online interview today. So, Callie, obviously, speaking of social distancing, one of the biggest fundraisers every year for the last several for Rifle Animal Shelter is Strut Your Mutt, which was scheduled this year for Saturday, April 25th. And with everything being what it is, you're going, just like the interview today, you're going with a virtual event on April 25th.
Yeah, that's right. We have changed it up a little bit this year in order to keep everybody safe and healthy. And so we will be doing a virtual race. It's all of the fun. It's just going to be on the day and the time of your choosing at a location of your choosing. And you can do it still with your dog. We encourage you to do that. Send us some photos. Just a good way to get out and enjoy the air while staying safe and healthy.
So it sounds kind of like, it reminds me of the, I don't know if they still do this, but when I was in school, we had this thing called the Reading Olympics. And basically you had a window where you're supposed to read as many books as you could. And then you turned in a list at the end of it and, you know, you got a prize or a medal or something like that. If you, depending on how many books you read. And so with Strut Your Mutt, you sign up on the website and then you just keep track of how often you go for a walk.
Yeah, that's right. We are encouraging people to do a 5K. You can do it in one day, or you can do more than a 5K, and you can send us pictures of, say, your Fitbit, Garmin, whatever it is that you have, as well as pictures of you walking with your dog, of course, those ones we want to see. And what we'll do is we'll keep track of the people who have walked the most, and they will get a special prize at the end of this when we can all see one another again. And all the participants will still get their t-shirts and their swag bags. Again, once we can all, when we're not practicing social distancing, we'll go ahead and set a date for pickup for those items.
So you'll set the date once the restrictions have been lifted, as opposed to scheduling something and then maybe having to reschedule.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. You mentioned pictures. So just take a screenshot of your phone or whatever, so that you can prove that you actually did the walking.
Yeah, if you want to be part of the competition that we're holding, and we'll post a leaderboard on our Facebook page too. But if you want to be a part of that, just take, the screenshot, take a photo, and you can send it to our email address, or you can send it to my email address, which is callie@rifleanimalshelter.org.
Okay. Is that on the website, by the way, all that information?
Yes.
Okay. And this is a fundraiser, so what is the registration fee?
Right, yeah, there's still a fee to register. It is $25 for individuals, and then it's $50 for a family of three or more. And again, granted, we won't all be together this time, but that will include the t-shirt, the swag bag, some different prizes and stuff along those lines.
All right, again, go to rifleanimalshelter.org, and you can learn more about this year's virtual online Strut Your Mutt. How have you been impacted by the social distancing and all of that? I know, obviously, you still have to take care of the animals at the animal shelter, so how is that being handled?
Yeah, so we have we have reduced our hours. And so our staff is there to take care of the animals in a morning and afternoon shift. And then we're doing adoptions by appointment only, because we do still have animals coming to our door. And we are considered partially an essential service. And so we are still working. We have an amazing foster network that has a bunch of animals out there right now who are all available for adoption. And so we're still staying busy, trying to keep everybody healthy and safe and doing our best to modify our services so that we're not getting anyone in harm's way. And so that's why we've gone to the appointment only to keep our staff and our community safe. But yeah, we're taking care of the animals, and it's a nonstop service, so.
Right. Well, and obviously you have to continue taking care of the animals, and like you say, you'd like to get those adopted out, but obviously within the guidelines that have been given. Is all
Right.
of this affecting the timeline of the new building and the new facility?
It definitely everything is sort of on pause for the time being. We are still, of course, applying for grants and doing our part to finish up the fundraising. But for the time being, everything's sort of on pause. But that's okay because, you know, we want to make sure everything is done correctly and in the right time. And so we'll keep working at it as we can and doing what we can to make that happen as soon as possible.
Again, you can learn more about Strut Your Mutt 2020 at rifleanimalshelter.org. Again, you've got between now and April 25th to participate in the online virtual Strut Your Mutt. I know in the past, folks come from all over for Strut Your Mutt. It's really kind of a social day for most people, and maybe not so much social this year. But do you think the online Strut Your Mutt might actually encourage people from further away to participate since you can from anywhere?
Yeah, we're hoping so. And like I've said before, you know, we our favorite part of Strut for Mutts is being able to see all of the people and all of the different breeds of animals. We've had over 200 people participate last year, and so it would be great to have people from further away participate because they can now. And it's kind of nice because there's not really a restriction on the date either. So, you know, if you had something planned on the 25th, now you have an opportunity to still participate. With your animal and your family. And so I think it's a cool opportunity for folks who maybe couldn't do it before, but now they have an opportunity to do so.
Again, you can register at rifleanimalshelter.org and find out more information about where to send the pictures, the screenshots, or the pictures proving that you're actually out strutting with your mutt. Again, the fundraiser is called Strut for Mutts. It's Rifle Animal Shelter's big April fundraiser between now and April 25th. Take a quick break. We'll come back and visit a little bit more with Callie in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking with Callie Wilson. She was brought on board, what's it been, about 3 years now, Callie? 2 years? Three
Three
years.
years now,
Yeah. And so Callie's job is putting on these events that we talk about from time to time at the Rifle Animal Shelter. In addition, I'm sure, to other things that I'm not aware of behind the scenes. But I know whenever there's a big event for Rifle Animal Shelter, you're busy, busy, busy.
That's right, yep. Yes.
Again, this one is Strut for Mutts, which again is typically a social, outdoorsy kind of event. Still outdoorsy, just not social. It's a virtual thing. Go to rifleanimalshelter.org and register, and you'll still get a t-shirt at some point and a swag bag, and you'll get recognition for walking with your dogs. Again, between now and April 25th. April 25th is the cutoff. And so, easiest thing is take a screenshot of your Google Maps timeline or your Fitbit. If you have a Fitbit, you can just take a picture of the app because it shows where you went and where you walked with the dog. And a couple pictures of you and the pooch out there on the trail. And then at some point, there will be a big event where they'll have some awards and that kind of thing. What about best picture? I mean, I know a lot of this is about getting out with your dog and walking them, but what about awards for best picture? Have you thought about that, Callie?
We haven't, but I do like that idea. Creativity is always one of our favorite things. For those of you who follow our Facebook page, we try to post some fun pictures of the animals we have at the shelter. So that could be a fun idea too.
And again, you are still within the guidelines from the state and federal government. You're still adopting animals, but obviously trying to do your best to minimize spread of COVID-19, the coronavirus. How have the numbers of adoptions changed?
It definitely has changed a bit, but we have been amazed at the number of people who are still interested in adopting right now. I mean, across the board for animal welfare, they're saying that adoptions are almost through the roof right now, and we're thinking maybe a part of that is because people, they're home right now, they have the time to really help the animals to adapt to their new home, and to spend time with them, to bond with them. So it's definitely interesting, but it's good to see these animals getting homes among all of this.
And at the same time, I think there are all kinds of studies that have proven that pets in general are good for people's mental health, if that makes sense.
Definitely, definitely, yes. Yeah, that definitely helps. And that's another thing we've been trying to encourage on our Facebook pages, people sharing how they're spending their time at home with their animals. And it can be kind of a fun way, to sort of personify the animals while they're at home, too.
And again, that's just search for Rifle Animal Shelter on Facebook. You have a very active Facebook page. I want to say you post pretty much every day, if not every day, I think.
We do our best to make sure, first of all, that all of our adoptable animals are up on Facebook, and we've got some staff who are great with photos, great with descriptions, and we found the more animals that you put on social media, the more likely they are to find a home. And so that's our first order of business, that we try to get all of the animals up there, and then of course we have to throw in some fun stuff as well. So it's definitely, we have a great following. People are very active on there. We're definitely thankful for that.
One of the speaking of the other things that sometimes makes it to your Facebook page, one of the coolest things I think are people that have adopted animals from Rifle Animal Shelter, and then they'll go back years later and share a picture of the same animal now. I think that is so cute.
Yes, that's one of our favorite things. Because you don't always get to hear the stories of how the animals are doing in their homes. And so it's awesome when someone comes out of the blue with one of the animals that you would remember. Because it is amazing how many animals you remember when you work there.
Oh, I'm
But
sure.
it's amazing to see the animals in their homes and how happy they are.
As time goes by, it gets harder to remember each specific individual case. It's kind of like talking to a teacher about a student they had 30 years or so ago, and they've had a lot of classes in that amount of time. But after 3 years, I imagine that you probably, if you stopped and think, could remember just about every animal that you personally adopted.
Yeah, there's if you stop and think about it, there's definitely a lot. And you know, it's funny when you talk to new staff members, when you're explaining a situation or a story, how many of them come back into your mind. And then I find myself telling them about an animal from when I very first started the shelter. And so they may not be on your mind every single day, but they have a special place for sure.
It sounds like you could become like me, and every situation spurs some kind of story from the past, right?
Exactly, yes.
The other thing that I hear a lot when I talk to folks from Rifle Animal Shelter and any other animal shelter like CARE or anything like that is the fact that when you work or volunteer at an animal shelter, it can sometimes be a little challenging because you want to take every single animal home.
Yep, that is correct. We joke at the shelter that you have to have a strong spouse at home, because otherwise you would just end up taking one home every week, it seems like.
A strong spouse to say no way.
And there's definitely weeks that are difficult when you've got every breed that you've ever dreamed of having as a pet comes to the shelter that week, and it definitely makes you realize that you have to be strong. So that's definitely true.
Again, you can register for Rifle Animal Shelter's Strut for Mutts between now and April 25th. Just go to rifleanimalshelter.org. And again, whenever the big finale event is held, you'll still get the t-shirt and the swag bag that comes with it, asking you to walk with the dog about 5K, which is what a Strut for Mutts typically is. You can do more if you want. And of course, there will be some special recognition, maybe some prizes for folks that walk the furthest with the dogs. Again, it's rifleanimalshelter.org for complete details. And of course, you can keep up to date with Rifle Animal Shelter on Facebook. Just search for Rifle Animal Shelter, obviously. One final break. We'll be back to wrap things up in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, Kelly Wilson from the Rifle Animal Shelter is our virtual guest today on KMTS Connections. Speaking of virtual, it's the Rifle Animal Shelter's Strut for Mutts virtual edition again this year. You know, it's interesting how situations like we have now force you to get creative, and then sometimes that creativity you actually find use for after whatever situation is over. For example, you know, we've been doing the classic, as we call them, sports games on Friday and Saturday night since sports season was kind of ended early. Based on the response we've gotten from that, we're talking about making that an annual thing, even going into the future. Do you think that some kind of virtual event like the virtual Strut for Mutts might carry on into the future, even after coronavirus and COVID-19 are out of our daily conversations?
Like you said, it's interesting because you have to be creative. And this is actually something we've been wanting to put as a part of Strut for Mutts for a while now. We've seen some other organizations who will hold the physical 5K, but they also have a virtual 5K option for people who may not be able to make it to the event that day. And so it is definitely something that I think will carry on into the future as another option for folks who can't make it.
Yeah, nothing like something like coronavirus to force your hand.
Yeah.
Okay, you have no choice. If you want to have your event, you're going to have to do it online. That is all.
Exactly.
If it's the only way it's going to happen, that is definitely a motivating factor.
That's right.
So, with everything that's going on, are you still utilizing volunteers from time to time to help clean out pens and stuff like that, or is it just down to the paid staff?
For the time being, we're just down to the paid staff. And we sort of, I wouldn't call it a skeleton crew, but it's definitely just smaller shifts in order to just make sure that everyone's staying safe.
Sure. So, kind of like just with us at the radio station, even though you can continue operating, you're still trying to honor all of the social distancing guidelines and just make sure that everybody stays as healthy as possible so that you can get right back at it once all of this is over.
That's right. Yeah, we of course the animals are first and foremost our concern. But we definitely care about our staff, and they're an amazing group, and we want to make sure that we're keeping them safe and protecting them as well.
Do you foresee a need for additional volunteers once the social distancing stuff is lifted, or do you think that you'll probably just go back to phase back into primary what you had been doing before that?
You know, it's hard to tell with so many things unknown right now. We would love to utilize more volunteers. The big factor with it at our current facility is that we just didn't really have the space to utilize volunteers. But I think it definitely would be something that we would be able to use going forward, or we'd like to use for sure.
Gotcha. Again, Strut for Mutts is on right now until April 25th, Saturday, April 25th. So if you want to participate, you just sign up on the website, rifleanimalshelter.org, and then you're kind of on your honor. Callie's asking for screenshots of times that you walk, but you're on your honor to actually take the dog with you when you go. And, well, most dog owners that I know would never consider leaving the dog at home. I don't think the dogs would go for that, frankly, especially
That's
the
right.
smarter ones. They know when you're going out for work or to the grocery store, and then they know when you're just going out for a walk, and you better be taking them. Even
that's right. And I do want to mention too, we do recognize that, you know, at the actual 5K, some people don't do the full 5K. They'll just, you know, walk with their dog. They're there kind of for the socialization. And so if you don't do the full 5K, we will not withhold your t-shirt or your swag bag or anything like that. We still want you to participate and join in on the fun. And if you don't do the full 5K, you can still send us photos of you out there walking with your dog.
Gotcha. So the 5K is the target, but you can do as much as you would like. And then if you do get 5K or more, then you're eligible for those prizes and, you know,
That's
like
right.
Longest distance or I don't know. It's not really a race, but would you look at speed too, Callie, or is it primarily just distance?
I think we're just looking at distance, and we've got some really great prizes at the shelter. And so, yeah, we'll just kind of keep track of that and who does the most. And those will be the prizes that we'll give out.
I always forget until the very end of the conversation to ask about sponsors. Do you have any sponsors for Strut for Mutts that you'd like to recognize?
Yeah, we've got some amazing sponsors. As always, Wags and Menace is our presenting sponsor. New this year, we have Tally Ho Construction as well as Natural Soda. Those are some of our top sponsors, as well as Mountain Pest, who is back for another year of sponsoring the event. So we are very excited to have these people who support us unconditionally. And even though we're going virtual, we're still excited to have their support.
And again, you can learn more at rifleanimalshelter.org. And of course, follow Rifle Animal Shelter on Facebook. If for no other reason, then you get to see the great pictures of all those cute pets that are always coming in and out of Rifle Animal Shelter on a regular basis. And we were happy. Was it March was our month, right? That we sponsored pet adoptions?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's always so much fun from our standpoint, is seeing all those folks with their new pets. It's a great feeling.
We're very thankful for that.
Do you have slots left for the rest of the year for folks to sponsor adoptions, or would you be talking about 2021?
We have, I think a couple of slots towards the end of the year, that are still available, but there's maybe only two left. And we love doing these sponsorships because, it gives people an opportunity to adopt animals at an affordable rate. And so it's one of our favorite programs to do.
Awesome. So if you're listening right now and you want a way to get your business name out there or organization's name out there toward the end of the year, get a hold of Callie. Just go to rifleanimalshelter.org. You can find contact information there. Anything else that we haven't talked about yet?
I don't believe so.
Awesome. Again, Strut with Your Mutt. The fundraiser is Strut for Mutts between now and Saturday, April 25th. Just register online, and then at some point, you'll get your t-shirt and your swag bag for participating. And the person that walks the most with their dog, with their mutt, if you will get a prize and some other great prizes during that event, whenever that may be as well. Kelly, it's been a pleasure. Here's hoping next time it's in the same room in the studio and we can have a real face-to-face conversation.
That's right. That will be great.
All the best. Take care. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.